the other seminar we wanted to share about, let people know about, is also focused on generating interest with volunteers. One of the things I wanted to make a point of here is that in emergency response, we can't do what we do, helping communities to respond to and recover from disasters without volunteers. And in fact, quite often, especially during the fires 2 years ago, we had a vast number of volunteers come out of the woodwork looking for any way they could help. And what we want to try and do is harness that interest and that energy that folks have to try and help their neighbors, and train them in ways that they can actually help more specifically in areas that can be targeted towards the actual needs. And with that in mind, we're offering a free emergency preparation seminar on the 29th of June, the following Saturday. And it's going to be held at the American Legion Hall in Anderson. For those of you that don't know where that is, that's at 415 Hill Street, located behind the elementary school and right next to the fire department. And the focus of this seminar, the Red Cross is going to be participating. Jennifer's going to be there. Rick Dysart is going to be there to train on CERT, which is search and rescue. We're hoping to get a CERT team set up, at least one team in Grimes County. We have a number of teams that are trained in the region, but we'd like to have folks that are trained for CERT, for search and rescue, within Grimes County to be able to better respond to the need if we have somebody that needs to be located. Then we also have, I'm going to be talking about pods. I'm looking for pod people. Pods are points of distribution. And during a disaster, I'll point back to those of you that remember Katrina and Ike, Rita. We weren't in the direct path of those storms, but we had a lot of crossover. We had a lot of folks coming through our county that needed assistance, and we did get some damage. We got some wind and rain. And one of the things, and also during the fires, this was a key element, a key resource that we had during the fires, points of distribution were set up to where people could go, and you folks would announce, news media would let the public know where to go get ice, where to go get food, where to go get assistance. And these points of distribution are places where these resources will be taken to where folks can come and get what they need. We need folks trained on how to set up those points of distribution, those pods, so that we can respond quickly to those situations when they arise. So again, this is just kind of a general pitch for volunteers, and one of the things I'd like to sweeten the pot with is with Rick's portion of it, anybody that attends this free emergency preparation seminar will walk away with a free kit. It's a free emergency kit that you can take back and add to your home kit. It has basic essentials such as a flashlight, batteries, duct tape, things that you can use, you know, to respond to an emergency in your home. And these are free to the public. Anybody that attends will walk away with one. So we want to make sure folks know about this.
Great. Okay. Anything else, guys?
Well, I think one thing to remember is that first responders do a fantastic job. They help tremendously. But it's the people who are there on site when the disaster happens, which is you and your neighbors and the people you know, that need to be prepared and need to be trained ahead of time, because if you wait for the first responders, as good as they do, they can't get to everybody immediately. And people need to take care of themselves and be ready to handle disasters that happen. And that also relieves the pressure on the first responders. They can go to where the need is greatest. And all of our training that we offer, all of the volunteer opportunities we offer, have that focus. You're helping yourself, you're helping your neighbors, you're helping your community. And you can't do it without volunteers.